Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speakers, Father Xavier Lavaghetto, OP, pastor and director of the Catholic community. It is the Mass of the Lord's Supper, Holy Thursday, and the readings are from Cycle A.
Walking in Israel, in ancient Israel, was a dusty affair. And if it was raining, it was downright muddy. It was always a dirty affair, but it was a filthy affair if you were in a city. Where do you think all those chamber pots went? Jesus walks with us in the messiness of our lives. So at the doors of Jewish houses, there was always a jar with water for the washing of feet. It was the custom to wash feet as the guests entered the house. It was the duty to wash hands during the Passover. But for the master to wash the feet, the host to take off his clothes and get on his knees was surprising, shocking, and actually shameful. This night, Jesus was celebrating a feast of freedom. They did not merely remember it, but in the remembering became part of the night of fear and freedom when death passed over the land. But what was supposed to be a joy for Jesus on this night became an evening of betrayal and abandonment. Jesus pours out his heart. He makes himself a slave and washes their feet. He makes himself a slave to death to convince us that he loved us to the very end. Now, Jesus had eaten Passover lamb many times before, but this night, he becomes the Passover lamb for our freedom. Jesus had blessed bread at countless meals. Tonight, he becomes their bread. This is my body that is for you. Jesus had blessed many cups of wine, but tonight, he made them all drink from his one cup. To drink from his one life. This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Tonight, Jesus paraphrases Moses at the Mount of Sinai when the covenant was made with Israel. And Moses said, behold, this is the blood of the covenant. And tonight, Jesus makes a new covenant in his blood. This is the blood of the new and everlasting covenant. I don't think I can convey to you the shock all of this meant to them. This shook them to their core. The message did not come real yet for the apostles. Sometimes we have to be surprised by love if we're to see, really see, hear, really hear the message. So a little story. It was World War II. Scottish soldiers had been captured in the Pacific and were forced to build a railroad through the jungle. At the end of the work at the workplace, the tools were counted before returning to the camp. A shovel was missing. A furious officer demanded its return now or else. No one moved, so he pulled out his revolver. He would kill them one by one. He waited and slowly raised the revolver. And just then, one man stepped out. One lone man stood forth. The officer deliberately holstered his weapon, picked up one of the shovels and struck and struck and struck and beat the man dead in front of them all. But the shovel was still missing. That is, until they marched back to the camp and took the final, last count of the day of the tools, and there was the missing shovel. It was a simple miscount. The word spread through the camp. An innocent man had died to save the rest. The effect was electric. It sparked a new awareness. And slowly, the men began to treat each other like brothers. When the Allies finally liberated the camp, the survivors, mere human skeletons, were lined up to face their captors. Instead of reviling them, instead of taunting them, they said, "No more killing, no more hatred." Sacrificial love has a transforming power. Sometimes only the self-sacrificing love of a truly innocent man can awaken us to what we've become. You know, we really are too violent, aren't we? During the last 3,400 years of recorded history, we have known only 268 years of peace. We can't even make it to 10%, 8%. Will we ever learn? Will we see? But there is that older war, as old as the human race, the war inside us. We are wounded and wounding. We are gunned down and we gun. And now here is the curious part. We think of our sins and imagine God is angry. Have we remade God into our own image? Is this the face of the Father that Jesus shows? What did Jesus do seeing Jerusalem? He wept. I want to suggest to you, God weeps. Into our war with ourselves, the innocent one, God made flesh, God himself stood forward. On Calvary, we made him the scapegoat for our rage. And Jesus died not to persuade the Father to forgive us. Rather, the Father sent him to be the forgiveness. But to persuade us, to awaken us, to enable us to see him. On the human cross of human cruelty, Jesus pleaded for us. Father, forgive them. Jesus does not merely give his life for us. That would do us little good. He pours his life into us. He pours his life into us. Isn't that what happens at every Mass? That soldier gave his life to save his comrades. Jesus gives his life that we may live with his life. Self-sacrificing love may be transformative, but Jesus' self-sacrificing love is divine love himself in us, poured in us. I beg you, let Jesus walk with you. Really, be aware of him walking with you in your day. And then reach out. Walk with someone else. Let Jesus wash your hearts. And then you wash each other's hearts with understanding and forgiveness. Let Jesus' self-sacrificing love inhere and then become his serving love out there. Tonight, Jesus invites you to feed on his body and blood from this table. Humanity and divinity, whole and entire. We are not squeamishness about a God who comes so intimately close. Jesus doesn't merely give his life for you. He wants to pour divine life into you. Live it. Live it. Live it daily.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director Gary Glover, with music by Albert Tomaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.